and tallying orders.
But with God's help, I can do this. My heart's in the right place, Lydianne reminded herself fervently. Just look at what my friends and I have accomplished over the summer. The stable across the way was falling in on itself, and now it's full of successful shops that attract hundreds of shoppers to Morningstar every Saturday, and its commissions have funded the new schoolhouse. Lydianne and her Madel friends felt extremely pleased about the businesses that now thrived because they had believed in the power of their positive intentions. And because the Old Order Church District had bought the property as both a place to hold its auctions and where a new schoolhouse could be built on higher ground. In the first light of this August morning, the white geraniums, purple petunias, bright green sweet potato vines, and yellow marigolds filling the marketplace's window boxes glowed in the rays of the rising sun. The stable's deep red walls shone with the care she and her friends had lavished upon the building. Inspired by the sight, Lydianne firmly believed that her ability to manage money, solve problems, and deal effectively with people would be her finest assets as she took on the challenges of teaching Morningstar's Amish scholars. It was her deepest desire to share her love of learning, to share the best of herself with the children who'd be charged to her care. Even if one child in particular was the reason she craved the position. Sighing nervously, Lydianne stepped onto the stoop of the schoolhouse and opened the front door. Pete Shetler, Bishop Jeremiah's nephew, had built the school on a hillside in the style of a bank barn, which meant the front entrance to the classroom was on flat ground, and the lower level was also accessible without any outside stairs. The pungent aromas of fresh varnish and paint, along with the tang of sawed lumber, made Lydianne throw open the windows to let in the fresh morning air. She indulged herself in a moment of standing behind the teacher's desk, centered in the front of the large, airy room. Her heart fluttered at the sight of fresh white walls, low-maintenance tan flooring, and rows of new metal desks and chairs, the front row filled with shorter desks for the youngest scholars. The whiteboard that covered most of the wall behind her awaited whatever instructions she would write with a variety of colored markers. The built-in bookcases at the back of the classroom would soon hold a small library, as well as a collection of textbooks. Sturdy tables along the side walls would provide space for class projects. A stairway led to the lower level, where the scholars would hang their coats and store their lunch buckets when they came in each morning. The prospect of beginning a new job, a new life, in this fresh setting, filled Lydianne with an even greater excitement than she recalled from when she was a scholar, buying paper and supplies as she anticipated each new school year. Even at 23, she loved learning new things, and she eagerly looked forward to passing on her enthusiasm for reading, writing, and arithmetic to... Ah, good morning, Lydianne. A familiar male voice pulled her from her musings. Somehow I'm not surprised that you arrived early. Lydianne pivoted, hoping Bishop Jeremiah Shetler hadn't caught her with a sappy, daydreaming expression on her face. And good morning to you, Bishop, she replied in the firmest voice she could muster. I couldn't resist the chance to look at all the new desks and equipment before the interview began. Pete did a fabulous job of building our new schoolhouse, ain't so? The bishop nodded, stepping into the large classroom to admire it. My nephew has a few questionable habits, but when I see his carpentry skills and the work he can do in short order, when he puts his mind to it, I believe there's hope for him yet, he said with a fond laugh. He winked teasingly at Lydianne. And maybe if he found a nice young woman who'd marry him. Ah, but if I married Pete, I couldn't be the new teacher, could I? She shot back. Bishop Jeremiah's laughter echoed in the lawn.